There are a few things that are better than the feeling you get when you finish something. Am I right? Especially when you are a writer or a creative person and you've been plugging away at a project, a piece of work for a while, trying to get it just right. And then you finally get to the day when you have completed it to your satisfaction, more or less. And it's a great thing. That's where I am right now. Hello. Welcome to this edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast. I am your humble host, Robert Jeschonek, USA Today best-selling author of fantasy, science fiction, mystery, crime, you name it. All sorts of different fiction and nonfiction as well. And yes, as I just said, I have completed a story. So, yay! That's a great thing, especially when the story comes out well and you're happy with it, as I am with what I just finished. It's a great thing, but it can be such a struggle to complete something, and I think that's why it's all the sweeter when you do finish the work and you say, wow, it was worth it. I loved it. I love the process. I love what I did here. This is really cool. And you feel good. And you look at it and you pass it to your first reader or your beta readers or whoever. And they get back to you and they say, hey, this is good. We enjoyed it. And that makes it even more worthwhile, doesn't it? It really, really does. But it's something that you only come by if you actually finish things, which in itself is a challenge, as we all know. For many years, as a young person, I was not good at finishing things. Not at all. I was real good at starting things. I'd get excited and plow into a new project and churn out some pages, and then I'd drift away because there was something more interesting to do over yonder, or over yonder, or wherever. But the older you get, the more you see that in order to have the work, you have to complete the work. And so it's a big lesson to learn. It's a hard lesson to learn. You got to finish what you start. So I'm happy to say that I have just finished a story which is called I, as in A-Y-E, as in I, Captain, I, plank. Yes, it is one of my stories, as you may have guessed from the title. It is a Bob story, and it is everything you would expect from such a story. It's on a pirate theme, right? Because I've written it for a project called The Uncollected Anthology, which is a really interesting collective of authors who work together in the urban fantasy genre to write stories, and they pull them together in a way without committing themselves to having them all physically merged into a book and having all the complications that go with that. So what I'm trying to say here is each individual author in the collective publishes their work separately, but they're all under the same title with the same branding, the same types of covers, right, with the same images, basically. Well, the same title brands anyway. And they're called, you know, they're all, each issue is based on a certain theme. And in this case, the theme is paranormal pirates. And then all the authors write a story along based on that theme. And then they don't collect them together into an anthology. However, they are part of the same project, hence the title, Uncollected Anthology. Now, this issue is issue 27, Paranormal Pirates. And the Uncollected Anthology group has been around for quite a while. I'm really happy to say that I have been a member for a while, though I did take a hiatus for a couple of issues. It's been a little while since I've jumped in because I got really busy with other stuff. But I'm happy to say that I'm back working with the group on this issue, and I'm so excited because they are so innovative. They were doing this before anyone else ever considered this kind of project. They started this back during the early days of the e-publishing revolution. And they've stayed with it all this time. And I just think it's the best idea. It is so cool to have a project like this where it's just thinking outside the box. You know, let's get these authors together. Let's do something cool around a theme with the same branding. They're all clearly connected, even though they're published by each individual author. So you don't have like centralized accounting and reporting and tracking and that sort of thing. And then folks can go out and pick up the different chapters individually, or they can buy a collected version now, which is sort of a collected, uncollected anthology, but they didn't used to be able to do that. And it all holds up. It all holds together. And it's a great way for the reader to enjoy some really cool stories based on really cool themes. So this one, as I said, Paranormal Pirates, and I'm contributing a story to this project called I, Plank. It is told from the point of view of a plank on a pirate ship, as in the plank that the pirates make their prisoners or undesirables walk, you know, walking the plank sort of thing. And like I said, it's a Bob story. So there's lots of crazy stuff that happens in the story. But I had so much fun writing it. I just enjoyed it. I felt like I was able to cut loose, be myself, be inventive, come up with crazy, cool ideas and plot twists. And I had so much fun writing it. And I know you will enjoy reading it. Especially if you like stories about pirates or planks or just cool stuff, just cool stories with interesting characters and crazy plot twists and really cool events. I think you're going to really enjoy this one. So anyway, I'll give you more of a heads up as the publication date gets closer. It's coming out on April 1st. And I'm just so excited about it. I'm so glad that they invited me to contribute to this edition. And I hope to do some more in the near future. They do three of these a year. And like I said, I was on hiatus for a little while, and I'm glad to say that I'm back in the fold for this issue. And I hope to do some more with that group. So anyway, finishing things can be a challenge, but it can also be so rewarding. Oh my God. It's part of the discipline of being a writer or a creative person in general is to get to the point where you're able to finish what you've started. And it's not always an easy process. Sometimes you have doubts, things get in the way, life gets in the way, and it can be tough. But you have to discipline yourself and say, you know, I started this, I'm going to continue down this road, and I'm going to finish this project. So I'm really happy that I got that story done. I've finished a number of stories this year, and I have a bunch more in the queue. But what I really want to do soon is work on some novels, because I haven't been hitting the novels as hard as I want to, especially novels in the Starbarian Saga series. As you know, I've written two books in that series, and I want to continue it. I have plans for six, and I have covers for six, and so I really want to get on to book three. But to get to that, I had to get done with some essay assignments and a big nonfiction book project that was taking up a lot of my time last year, and then also these short stories. And now I have a graphic novel, a comic book miniseries that I've committed to writing. That's next in line. And I'm excited about that too, but I can't talk about it in detail, but I'm really excited about it. And then novels. So I can't wait. It's been so long. I've put them off because there are just so many other things to work on, so many other things to do. And that's one of the things you have to watch out for as a creative person, especially as a writer, author, publisher kind of person in today's ecosystem, because there are so many things that you can do. Like every time I turn around, there's something else cool that might be fun for me to work on, whether it's a crowdfunding project or a bundle of ebooks or a special newsletter thing or whatever. There's one thing after another, because we're living in this electronic age with the internet, and things just move at a lightning speed as people come up with great new ideas and implement them, great new ways to get out the word about your work and to get your work published and to have people enjoy it and to be a part of a creative community. So many exciting things you can do. But it's, it can lead to bright and shiny syndrome, I didn't make that up, but it's true. It's a very accurate thing. Bright and shiny syndrome. That's when you run to the next bright and shiny thing, and then you sort of let the thing that you've been working on up until that point sort of fall by the wayside. And that's not great. Let's face it. Then if you keep doing that, you just run from thing to thing and you don't make a lot of progress, on the, you know, in terms of developing your products, your books, your oeuvre, whatever you want to call it. So it's something that I'm trying to work on this year, because last year was a lot of bright and shiny. I just kept going from cool thing to cool thing. And, you know, it led to some fun experiences, and, you know, I enjoyed what I worked on, but I didn't get the novel series worked on much at all. So that's what I want to work on next. But I have a lot of other cool things to talk about too. There are a lot of other projects coming on. Some of them I talked about last time on the IE cast. For example, the Aliens Among Us story bundle. I don't know if I talked about that last time. Let me check my notes here. Maybe I did. No, I did not. Nope. Yes, I did. I mentioned it. Anyway, the Aliens Among Us story bundle. It starts this month, very soon, and I'll be participating in that great bundle, which is being curated by Dean Wesley Smith, the one and only. And it's going to include a bunch of great novels that feature aliens, right? So science fiction novels that are oriented toward aliens, alien encounters of one kind or another. And I'm adding my book to that bundle. It's called Universal Language, which is sort of a Star Trek kind of thing. And it's set on an alien world where language is very elaborate. The resident species speaks multiple languages at any given time. And there's like a war of words that breaks out. And this starship crew visits this planet, and then they get in trouble because their linguist misuses a term that is actually like a slang. And she thought it was just slang, but it turns out that it was considered a profanity. And it sets off this war of words, and then there's an alien invasion that's coming. The clock is ticking, and there's a lot of action, a lot of excitement. The crew is pulled in multiple different directions. And so I think it's cool. I know you'll enjoy it. It's part of this Aliens Among Us story bundle. So keep an eye open for that. You know, check the website, storybundle.com, which is very awesome. It's a great place where you can find lots of great books for very low prices. I encourage you to check it out. And then I also have a book right now in the IASFA Space Adventure bundle of ebooks. Right? The Space Adventure bundle. And that's out right now. So make sure you check that out. Look it up online. It's a set of ebooks that includes my novel, Battlenaut Crucible, which is a great science fiction, military science fiction, action adventure, space opera book. And it's a nice, big, interesting book. Lengthy and fun, lots of action, and I know you'll enjoy it. So check out that bundle for sure. Then there's, I have a story in a book called Fiction River, Broken Dreams, which is an anthology of stories that all center around the theme of broken dreams. So I know you'll enjoy that one too. It's edited by the great editor, Christine Catherine Rush. And I have a story in there called Pictures at a Hidden Exhibition, which is really interesting, and it's based on a true story, and I know you're going to enjoy it. It's really cool, and it sort of contrasts the life of this modern-day young woman who's trying to get to the truth about her past, and it contrasts that with scenes that are actually set in the time of her grandfather, who was like a hard-nosed private eye back in the old days, but he's different from how she imagines he was. He's not quite the sweetheart that she thinks he was. So it's an interesting story, and I know you'll love it. It sort of has some resonance in the Me Too era, and it's really I think it's unique, and I know you'll enjoy it. So make sure you pick that up too. Fiction River, Broken Dreams. I have a story in Pulp House issue 16, which is currently out. My story is called Snowman's Chance in Hell. I think you're going to enjoy that. And, you know, we've got a lot of cool stuff coming up in addition to those. A lot of things I really can't talk about in detail, but I wanted to tip you off about a publication of mine that just happened. I just recently sold a story to a magazine published in Romania, right? Which is so cool. It's called Hellion. The publication is called Hellion. It's an online site, right? It's a website. And it's a fiction magazine website. And I have a story in there, and I'm really excited about it. It's Voyage of the Dog-Propelled Starship, which is one of my favorites. It's just a cool, crazy space fantasy thing with a lot of action. And it's about a ship that's, you know, powered by dogs. And did I mention it's manned by, you know, human-sized one-celled organisms? So it's just, you know, it's a Bob story. And I know you'll enjoy it. So, you know, if you can read Romanian, then I hope you'll check it out. But if not, you know, it's just something interesting for you to watch for. I also recently sold a story to a German publication, but I want to wait till that's final before I, you know, publicize that. But it's always fun selling things in different countries and seeing your work published overseas. It gets the word out about your work to readers who might not otherwise encounter it, and it helps to you know, just open up the possibilities for your readership. And, you know, it's a great thing. And I get a kick out of it. I really enjoy it. So I hope to have more publications stories published in overseas based, publications like that, whether it's magazines or anthologies or whatever. So, you can check that out on my Facebook feed. And look into Hellion, which is spelled H-E-L-I-O-N. Again, it's a Romanian online magazine of science fiction and fantasy. So it's a lot of fun. So that brings you up to date on the, you know, some of the cool publishing stuff that's been going on in my world. And you know, I hope you'll stick around and check out what's going on in general. Here's some big news for you, which I neglected to mention until now. Talk about burying the lead. I recently finished updates to my websites, and that just finished. That was in the works for quite a while. I didn't really talk about it here because, you know, why do that if they're not ready to go public yet? But it was so worthwhile. I'm so glad I did it because I wasn't real thrilled with the way my sites were set up. And I got some help from a guy who really came through and did a fantastic job in redesigning my author site, which is bobscribe.com, bobscribe.com. And also my e-commerce site, which is piepresspublishing.com, right? Piepresspublishing.com. Or you can also type in blastoffbooks.net, blastoffbooks.net. Blastoff is one of the imprints of Pi Press, which is my company. And it's, you know, there's also another imprint, which is primarily crime fiction and mysteries, and that's called Busted Books. So we have Busted Books, Blastoff Books, and they're both under the umbrella of Pi Press Publishing. Anyway, go check out the sites because I'm really happy with how they came out. The author site's a lot more fun. I incorporated a blog on the homepage, and it's more up to date. It looks better. It's got an image of me, which is more up to date too, which I like. You know, it shows me since I lost the 60 plus pounds instead of before that, which is how the photos on the original website were shot, you know, pre-weight loss. And then it has different layers to it, of course, like any site. And there's some things I still need to finish populating on there, in particular the bibliography, you know. But overall, I'm really happy with it. It has links to all my social media and different places you can buy my books. And I'm really happy with how it came out. And then the Pi Press site, the blastoffbooks.net site, that has some really cool stuff on it too. You can buy my ebooks or you can order my paperbacks there. I hope you'll check it out. Give it a look because it's really worthwhile. And I'm really glad that it came out. That both sites came out the way they did. So make sure you check them out. It's you know, it was just one of those projects whose time had come, but I kept putting it off. And, you know, finally I just said, let's just get this thing moving. And it was worth it. But that's kind of how the world of a writer in the modern day roles. I mean, that's just how it is. If you have any kind of indie writing responsibilities, like if you're doing your own publishing at all, putting your own work out there, or even if you are working as a traditional author in the traditional publishing field, right, for like a big New York outfit or a small indie press, whatever, you have a lot more stuff to do than just the writing, unfortunately. So I shouldn't say that. It's not always unfortunately, because it can be fun. I think to dabble in lots of different directions, you know, to do some marketing stuff and some web stuff and maybe some video editing and some audio editing and doing a podcast like this or whatever. There are lots of fun things that you can do that you could never have done in the old days. Oh my God, it was unheard of. So it's fun. But like I said before, you know, you can get bright and shiny syndrome. You can get drawn to this thing or that thing, and it takes you away from your core focus. That's what I want this year to be about. That's what I'm determined to make it to make it about, and that is regaining the core focus or increasing my core focus, right? Which is the writing itself, which sometimes it's easy to get away from. And I hope, you know, that you'll do the same. Whatever element of your creative world, your creative field or business you want to focus on the most, I hope that you're able this year to really zero in on that and move it up in terms of importance and maybe pull away from some of the distractions that have taken you away from it. Because, you know, like I said, it's easy to do, but if you lose your focus too much, then you don't grow your content sufficiently, and your readers get, you know, antsy. They're like, where's the new book, man? You know, where's the new story? Where's the new stuff for us to read? We love reading your work. So where is the new stuff? Because we're not seeing a lot out of you right now, right? You it's sort of like you make a contract with the readers. You say, I'm writing material for you to read, and I'm going to keep it coming, because if you enjoy it, and if you enjoy what I've done so far, then you're going to have lots more cool stuff to look forward to. But if you as a writer are not delivering, then the reader loses faith, and they drift away. They find somebody else whose work they like equally well or more. And then you lose that reader, or you maybe lose some of their primary focus. So it's important, I think, to try to gain that strong focus on the generation of content. And I know I might be talking in circles a little bit here, but it's something that's on my mind right now. And I really want to just bring it home for me and for you, because it's important to all of us. You know, finish the work once you've started the work and maintain focus. Don't get too carried away with the distractions, because it's so easy. I mean, like this week, for example, they had the big Brandon Sanderson Kickstarter story broke, and he made an ungodly amount of money on his most recent campaign, which was incredible. I mean, just amazing how well he did that and how much he succeeded. And it shows the possibilities for all of us, right, as authors and publishers, all the things that we could do. Just imagine, right? Just imagine what you could accomplish with even a fraction of the millions of dollars that Brandon brought in on his project. And it's exciting. I mean, it gets you enthusiastic instantly. It makes you want to jump in. And I've done Kickstarters before, and I will do them again. But it's hard to resist leaping out there with a new Kickstarter campaign right now, even though I'm not quite ready to do that. It's hard to resist, because look at what Brandon did. I'm excited. I want to do that. I want the kind of success that he has. But, you know, we all need to recognize our limitations, and we have a limited number of hours in a day, and, you know, you have to focus in, or you just don't develop the content. You don't develop the library like you need to. And that really should be our focus, folks, as writers and publishers, developing the library, filling the library with books, because that's where you make your connection to the reader. That's where you feel your greatest satisfaction as an author, right? The creation of the fiction, the creation of the material. And also, that's where you're going to profit the most over the long term, because you can continue to sell that work again and again through your lifetime. And you can continue to make money from it, in different formats, different forms. There's so many different ways that you can sell those stories and books throughout your lifetime. So that's really where the core of your business needs to be. And yes, I'm trying to convince myself of this as I'm saying it to you. But it's important. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit. I wanted to share it with you because, you know, we're on the same page here at the IEcast. So that, I think, is what I would like to talk about tonight. And I think that covers it. Thanks for being here, joining me once again. I know we just had an edition of this a couple of weeks ago, but I'm trying to bring them out a little bit more often. So I hope you enjoy this, and I look forward to seeing you again with another edition soon. In the meantime, be sure to check me out on social media. I'm on Facebook. Just look up Robert Jeschonek on Facebook. I'm on Twitter as @TheFictioneer. You can find me on Instagram also as Robert Jeschonek or Pie Press Publishing. Look me up on my websites, bobscribe.com and also piepresspublishing.com or blastoffbooks.net. And please be sure to join my readers group, which is called Robert's Readers. You can find it on Facebook under the title Robert's Readers. And you can get lots of great free stories from me to read. So jump on in there when you get a chance. It's a fun place to hang out. And in the meantime, until we meet again, whatever it is that you enjoy doing creatively, I hope you'll continue to do it. If you love to write, then I hope you'll keep writing. If you love to read, do lots more reading. If you are a musician, continue to make music. If you're an artist, keep making art, whatever it is that you love best, as long as you're not hurting somebody, then please keep doing it and enjoy it. Enjoy that part of your life and enjoy the dreams that come with it. The dreams of bringing more work to the world and succeeding in connecting to readers and to the future, which is what you're doing. You're laying down work that will reach into tomorrow and hopefully make a difference for people then, just as other writers of the past have made a difference for you. So it's a noble tradition, a noble lineage of which we are a part, my friends. Whatever your creative field, it's all connected up, man. It's all one big lineage, one continuity from beginning to the next beginning, whatever that might be. So thanks again for joining me here on the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast, and I'll see you next time here on the IEcast. See you later.